Hi, this is Giovanni. You've heard me on the radio for years, and now I want to invite you to listen to my new podcast on the iHeartRadio app. It's called The Art of Improvement. You can download it on the iHeartRadio app. We talk about entrepreneurship, improving your life, your career, and believing in yourself. One of my favorite quotes is from gold medalist Michael Phelps. There will be obstacles, there will be doubters, there will be mistakes, but with hard work, there are no limits. It's called The Art of Improvement. Download it now by Giovanni Murata.
Now, live from the WOAI studios in San Antonio, it's the Joe Pag Show.
Hey, great radio stations all over the place. JoePags.com. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, it's all right there. Glad to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. The new phone number is 888-941-PAGS. I didn't want to play the old open with the old phone number because that gets confusing. You know what I'm saying, Carrie? I think you do.
I do know what you're saying. Yep.
I thought that you knew what I was saying. Oh, let's see how off your mouth is today. Wow.
How are we today?
Huh? Like 2 seconds or something.
Hey, that's great.
Honestly, it's like a full second. How is that even possible?
I don't know.
Have you slowed down your internet connection? Is that what you did?
I've done nothing to this computer. I don't know.
888. Something's happened, though. I'm just saying. Because the video is way behind the audio now. 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-PAGS. That's the new phone number. Of course, the website is joepags.com. All the social media there and much more on a Monday. Oh, yeah. It's a busy Monday, too, Carrie. We've got a lot going on.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
One of those weekends where I'm like, what the? What?
Is that good or bad? Good?
Well, I don't know. I mean, personally, it was a whacked-out weekend, but whatever. Nobody can run a personal life.
Yes, we do.
Nah, not really. Let's be honest. Not really. But
I don't care about you, buddy.
I saw that your husband was very happy. Football's back.
Yeah, 2-a-day start today. That's where they are.
Said, football!
Right now on
football.
The field. He's ready.
Something about a sweet little thing cooking something or something. What the hell
are
you
writing? Yes, yes.
What the hell is that?
The day before 2-a-day start, I make him the same dinner every year. That's what he loves. Okay.
Now, what are 2-a-days? Is it like 8 to noon, and then you take a break, and then you do like 2 to 4 or something?
Yeah, it's two practices basically in a day. They call them 2-a-days.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm down.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got Bill O'Reilly on today, and I've never spoken with Bill O'Reilly before. And pretty cool guy. Now, the only weird thing for me was that we're doing it like via Skype, and the interesting part is he's not like on a microphone, so it's going to sound very ambient. What I'm going to get, a bunch of people writing me, can you tell him not to use speakerphone? Could you tell him not to use speakerphone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm very upset.
Can we all just calm down a little bit? By the way, the live stream wasn't working the past few days. It's working today because I got the new piece of equipment in, but clearly I've got to adjust the audio. People freaking out the audio is too loud or something. So calm down. I'll do what I can. I'll make an adjustment during the break. Can't do it now. LeBron James making news again, and then there's some Twitter war with President Trump. And, by the way, Bill O'Reilly will be the top of the third hour. And for many of you, the third hour is the second hour. I'm going to run it at 8 p.m. Eastern time. So that helps you. If you're listening to the show live, you'll hear it at 8 p.m. Eastern time, 7 p.m. Central. Mountain is going to be 6 p.m., 5 p.m. Mountain West Coast. It's an interesting conversation. We talk about Donald Trump Jr. and that whole kerfuffle. We'll talk about that again here as well. We talk about the whole idea that the Democrats think they're going to win in November, some blue wave, by attacking what this president is doing, which has been very successful. We also talk about Jim Acosta. See, Bill O'Reilly, you probably knew this, Carrie. I'm guessing you knew this. But Bill O'Reilly was a news reporter.
Mm-hmm. I do know that.
On ABC News, way before he did, his own talk show and all that stuff. And I ask him, listen, from being a journalist and looking at it, what's the thought process here? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. Why exactly does Jim Acosta think he's the story? I mean, he's not, never has been, and the job never is that he's the story. So why does he think he is? And we talk about that. His take on that is very interesting as well. Again, top of third hour. For some of you, it's the second hour. It'll be Bill O'Reilly, his own self, from BillO'Reilly.com. And I guess he's got his talking points thing or his news updates over on the website, too. Make sure you stop by. So it'll be cool to talk to him, and we'll have that for you coming up. I do want to, though, spend a little bit of time. I'm going to start with a subject. Carrie, when I say this, tell me if you believe me. Okay. I never thought Alex Jones would be a topic on my show.
I never did either.
Do you believe me?
Talk about it. I do believe you, yes.
And I have to talk about it. Now, for those who don't know, and Alex Jones is very popular. He's got more followers on the social media than I do, although I do believe I have more radio listeners than he has. And certainly my show ranks higher than his when you rank talk shows. But that's neither here nor there. He might not even know who I am. I certainly know who he is because he's made a lot of waves for a long time. He is extremely successful. He's doing something right. There's an audience out there for what it is he's doing. So you can't really complain about, you know, about that part of it. Do what you do, Alex, whatever. I don't really care. It doesn't really affect me. Don't ever think I'm going to talk about you on my show. And here I am talking about him on my show. Carrie, to me, that's all very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It just is. It's interesting to me that I'm doing this, but I'm going to do it because I think that what's happening with him is wrong in many ways. So those of you just jumping in the car, some would call Alex Jones a conspiracy theorist. In fact, all of social media, it seems, established social media anyway, agrees that he is a conspiracy theorist. And how many years ago did Sandy Hook happen? Was it 12? Was it 2012?
Oh, goodness.
And I honestly can't remember. Maybe you could take a look for me?
Yes.
But it happened during Obama, in the Obama years.
Yeah,
nobody ever blamed Obama for it.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was like, what, December 5th or something like that?
December 14th.
Bam. I'm telling you, I'm not that old yet. The vault is still working pretty well.
There you go.
So it happened, and then conspiracy theories started showing up that the killer didn't really exist, that nobody really died there, that the people who are saying they're parents of these kids in Sandy Hook, they're all crisis actors. And then they would present video of what they say were the same people at different crises and whatever else. Alex Jones made allegations that this was this kind of a job and that kind of a job, and it's a false flag, and it's a this and it's a that. I don't agree with anything that he said about Sandy Hook. But he 100% in this country has the right to say it. Now, it happened, as Carrie just told you, almost 6 years ago now. So almost 6 years later, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, all decided, what, did they just completely drop him?
I know Facebook suspended his account for 30 days.
Apple did. Apple took his podcast down now.
Mm-hmm.
Apple, Facebook, YouTube, and Spotify removed content by InfoWars' Alex Jones. And again, as you said, he's being suspended by other social media and the like. I don't agree with what he said about Sandy Hook. I don't agree with what he has said about other situations where he called false flags and blah, blah, whatever else. But again, there is an audience for it. And in this country, he's allowed to say what he wants. In fact, his speech is protected. And you might respond immediately and say, well, the government didn't lock him up. Nobody's persecuting him. Nobody's prosecuting him. He isn't being dragged away to jail in handcuffs. No. But social media outlets made a deal. And the deal was you're going to be unbiased and fair. The deal was you're not going to unduly punish one side or the other or unduly promote one side over the other. Now, we all know that they're promoting a liberal agenda. We all know that, 100%. There's no doubt when you see who's being barred, banned, losing. Like Candace Owens just simply wrote tweets that were almost exactly like Sarah Jeong tweeted a few years ago, who now is on the editorial board of the New York Times. And she got a 12-hour suspension from Twitter for posting what she posted. She just changed it from white people to some other people and got banned for 12 hours. Then you had the chair over at the GOP. Suddenly she was shadow banned. Twitter said, that was a problem, just an accident. So that was their excuse. You've got people on social media on the right like Diamond and Silk who you couldn't see their Facebook posts anymore. And when she complained about it, they acted like nothing happened. So when Zuckerberg is in front of the hearing, and he's in front of the Senate, and Ted Cruz, the senator from the great state of Texas, starts asking him about what's the makeup of your people? What's the makeup of those who judge what is or what isn't okay to be on your site? Is it, you know, 40-60? Is it 90-10? What's the percentage liberal to conservative? And Zuckerberg pretended he didn't know. And then he said, you know, you've got this immunity from liable or from civil suits basically over libel on your site because you promised to be even-handed and fair. You promised to be unbiased. And I'm seeing a clear level of bias. You're going to lose that immunity from suit if you keep this up. So here's my point. Alex Jones believes things about Sandy Hook I don't believe. And many people out there don't believe it. Some of you believe it. You're allowed. But Alex Jones now, because of Sandy Hook specifically, is losing his ability to put his stuff on YouTube, on Apple for Podcasts, on SoundCloud. He's losing that ability from these outlets that claim to be even-handed and unbiased. They are biased against him, clearly. Yeah, but come on. I even had a friend of mine today tweet me. Yeah, come on. World's a better place without Alex Jones's crap. Well, that may be and that may not be, but he has every right to say his stuff. In this country, he does. But when Twitter doesn't ban Sarah Jeong and dump her off of Twitter because of what she said, when they don't ban Acosta when he reports fake news and has to clarify and fix it later, or MSNBC or CNN, the perpetrators of fake news, when they aren't banned and thrown out and shadow banned and everything else, you're showing a clear bias. You're allowing for some people to say things that a lot of us disagree with, while you're telling another guy that he can't be on your platform because a lot of people disagree with him. Either you have to be even-handed, or that immunity from or safety from libel needs to go away. And now, if somebody goes on Facebook and says, I'm going to kill your family, Pags, I can now sue Facebook. Somebody goes on Facebook and says, Pags is a heroin dealer, I can now sue them. I could sue Facebook specifically for allowing it. If they want to keep that immunity, they have to do it fairly. Even when people say and do things they don't like. That's the way it goes, folks. So for those of you who are tweeting to me about how, oh no, this is their private playground, they can ban him if they want. It's just like you banning somebody from your house. No, it's not. It's certainly not. These social media networks made a deal and said we will be open platforms where anybody can say anything they want, you know, without threatening lives and stuff. And we may delete stuff and we may make a judgment here and there if it's overly profane or attacking or threatening. But if somebody's got an ideology or a thought process that says, I think Sandy Hook was this. I mean, if he would have printed, I think Sandy Hook was the devil incarnate coming out of the ground and bringing hellfire to the people who died, he's allowed to say that. He's allowed to make anything, any assertion he wants, even if it makes people feel bad, if these social media outlets want to keep that immunity. If they don't, if they want to be open for prosecution, they will, not prosecution, for libel and for suits, for civil suits, fine, do it. You're going to be in court all day long, every day, 365, because you will have your face suit off because of what people say and do on social media. So make a decision now. Had another guy say, so you have a problem with the First Amendment rights of people kneeling during the national anthem. You have no problem with it. Like, what are you talking about? It's not even apples and oranges. It's apples and automobiles. It's how far apart that is. Very strange. So your thoughts on this. Alex, again, I've never listened to one show. I've seen him. I've seen him in person at the RNC. He was there yelling at somebody. I've seen, you know, snippets of his InfoWars, whatever. Guy seems to put on a really good act, and it really plays to his audience. Good for him. It's America. But the idea that you could tell him that he can't say his stuff because you think it's fake, but every other fake news outlet can get away with it, and you never call them out, you never ban them, you never block them, you never drop them. Well, now at that point, you're showing your clear bias. And Alex Jones, at the end of this day, is going to be the winner because you're going to lose that immunity from libel. And when you do, your little social media network is going to go away because you can't afford the lawsuits that people will bring against you. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-PAGS. Your thoughts on this when we come back. Stay right here.
You're listening to Joe Pags.
If you want us, just ask your smart speaker for us.
Alexa, play 1200 WOAI on iHeartRadio.
That sounds like a pretty good choice to me.
Maybe you wanna give me kisses sweet. Yeah, great to have you. It is the Joe Pags Show, 1-800-383. Nope, it's 888-941-PAGS, new number. I'm still remembering it too, Carrie, you know what I'm saying?
I know, I'll take you on.
It is, again, 888-941-PAGS. And again, you may not know Alex Jones. I'm here telling you, I don't really know Alex Jones. I don't know his work that much, other than I do understand the conspiracy theories that he puts out there. And I don't know if he truly believes them or not. I'm guessing he does. I'll take him at his word. He believes it. I'm here to say, you know, I'm not somebody who is of that ilk. I'm not. I'm sorry. I don't buy it. I'm going to take the story because it seems to make sense. Now, there are people who believe that 9/11 was an inside job. By the way, there are many people on the left who think that George W. Bush did that. I don't know of anybody on the left who has said George W. Bush did this, that believe, or that I believe, have been dumped off of social media. I just, you know, I don't get it, to be honest with you. So let me go to the phone lines. Let me see where you are on all of this, because, I mean, I just need some clarity. Maybe I'm the one who doesn't get it. Let me say hello and welcome to AJ.
Big time Motown, Joe.
What has happened to my brother from another mother? Talk to me.
Big time Motown, you know, as we see what all this, these left idiots doing to our conservative movement, as we call it, Big Time Motown, I just want to say one thing. Now, why is they mad that this man walks in that White House and turned this country around?
They needed him to fail. They needed him to fail. Well, they needed him to fail, AJ, so they could say, see, I told you so.
But still, Big Time, they got murders in Chicago. They didn't want Trump there. Remember, they didn't want him there. And now they asking for him to come there.
Right.
After Obama's boy, Rahm Emanuel, messed up.
Right.
Now, wait. Now, listen to this. Now, Trump ain't hitting nobody. He always hit back harder. Why LeBron James say that to that lemon guy, knowing what was going to happen? Now, wait. Let's put the shoe on the other foot, Big Time Motown, real quick. Suppose that had been Trump saying, well, I'm not going to sit across from, you know, Obama, but I'm going to sit across from I'd rather sit across from Larry Bird. Now, what the word would be called now more than ever?
Oh, he'd be a huge racist.
You got it. Now, I'm trying to figure this out. And another, real quick, I'm tired of the Russian thing. Okay, they need to put up a shut up, because I'm sick and tired of the Russian thing, Big
right.
Time. Because we haven't seen no evidence at all. At all.
Nothing.
Now, come on. Where's evidence, or shut it down? We tired of talking.
I got you. AJ, we love you, and he's absolutely right. You either bring it or shut up, because at this point, you're not bringing it. At this point, you're just making a fool of yourself. At this point, it's just absolutely ridiculous, to be honest with you. It is 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-PAGS. Paulo, I'm going to assume that we're a couple of seconds off like we were last time, so I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone line and let somebody else call in. We'll pick it up after the break. I really want to know what you think about social media making the decision that Alex Jones should not be allowed to be on there, that his podcasts should not be available on Apple for people to download to their iPhones. That's really what they're doing. They're stopping your ability from being able to go to the iPad or the iPhone and make it happen. So, I mean, if that's the America you want to live in, fine. I actually had people who I consider smart telling me, America's better without his voice being heard. That's not what we do here. Keep it here.
This is the Joe Pags.
Hi, great to have you. Welcome. It is the Joe Pags Show. Great radio stations all over. JoePags.com. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. It's all right there. Glad to have you along for the ride. Also, of course, the live stream is over on the website. But the good news is, Carrie, I got to see the live stream equipment broke, and they sent me something new. Mm-hmm. And it's not from live stream, from actually the web design, this Black Magic company that has this little box that allows me to do it. That broke like Thursday. Got a new one in today. And I guess the audio sounds like crap. I just can't win.
That's great.
I can't win. See, this is why you don't do the live stream.
Trying.
You just say, forget it. Let's just put it up there.
Yeah.
But hopefully we've got it solved. And if not, we'll have to work on it tomorrow or something. Either way, we've got a lot going on, a lot to get to. Glad to have you along for the ride. Thank you for stopping by. So a lot of people want to be heard on whether Alex Jones should have been banned or barred or whatever from Apple and iTunes and SoundCloud. And I guess you've got some sort of a, I guess the problem is, according to him or according to those who support him, that he's doubling down on it. He's not backing off. I think what the left needs him to do is to say he was wrong or making it up or just not getting it done or something. And I don't think he's going to do that. And he shouldn't have to as an American. And again, I don't agree with him. But that's okay. I don't have to. You know, I'm guessing that it's okay to be wrong when you're an alleged journalist. It's okay to be wrong a lot. No, it's okay to do and say anything you want about Trump or his family, his kids, whatever. But at the end of the day, if you're Alex Jones and you say whatever you want, you're gonna run the risk of being banned from an outlet that promises it's not going to do that. It's very strange to me. It's 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-PAGS. Let me go to the phone line. It's going to be Charlie, who's in San Antonio. Charlie, what's going on?
Good afternoon, Joe.
Hi, Charlie.
December 14th, I walked into my office, turned on the computer. I saw the tragedy and what was going on in Newtown. I had lived in Newtown for many years and all the surrounding communities. Many dear friends lived in the area. My oldest friend of over 40 years, I called him right away. I said, Gene, what the heck is going on up there? He says, Charlie, I can't talk to you. I'll call you back. 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour, 4 hours go by. He calls me back. Carol, the girl didn't make it, but the boy did because he had grandchildren there. Caroline and Hunter. Caroline died. Hunter was in a classroom, couple of doors down. He made it. So I spent 17th, 18th, 19th December in that town that was grieving like no town ever will or ever, hopefully never has to go through that again. I go in, I drive up to St. Rose's Church, and I'm standing there, and it was the young boy whose uncle was the firefighter in New York. So they had all these firefighters.
Charlie, I want to stop you. Charlie, I want to stop you. I just want to stop you. But I'd like to stop you.
Whatever he wants.
I'd like to jump in if I can. I'd like for you to stop. I'd like for you to stop if you can. See, hey, Charlie, I don't know if you can't hear me or what the story is. I don't know if you can't hear me, if you don't care to hear me, but I can appreciate the pain that you're going through. I can appreciate that the story is real for you. And I said that I don't agree with Alex Jones, but it's not the you know, commemoration of the date it happened. It's not the commemoration of 9/11. And we can pull out our heartstrings and get very emotional the entire show if you want. The topic is, should Alex Jones have been the subject of social media and companies like Apple and SoundCloud telling him what you say with your First Amendment can be blocked, banned, and squelched, but what the fake news says and does daily about President Trump can't be. We're just going to applaud them and let them trend every day. I mean, that's really the issue today. Look, I hear you. On December 14th, you want to call back? Let's do some more time on exactly what happened that day. I feel for the families. I've got children. I don't want this to happen to anybody. And I believe what happened there. I'm not taking his side on what he says. I'm taking his side on social media. Can't do this. I would hope that you would agree.
I do, but I'm just saying nobody should listen to this guy. They shouldn't read his stuff. If he wants to, I'm not saying he can't say it. I'm just saying he should just be thrown ostracized, period.
Well, Apple's saying he can't say it. SoundCloud is saying he can't say it. Twitter is saying he can't say it. Facebook is saying that he can't say it. Yet at the same time, they'll allow for Acosta, CNN, MSNBC, and CNBC to keep on lying about this president and never, ever hold them to account. They promise to be a digital town square. They promise to allow for diversity of opinion.
I'm a big Trump supporter. I mean, I've been a Republican all my life.
Sure.
It's just anytime Sandy Hook is brought up, I just kind of freak out, and I apologize.
Well, it's not a freak. No. It's not a freak out. But the thing was, I wanted to make sure that we actually talked about the subject, because you and I, when it comes down to what happened that day, feel the same. And I don't want to bust out crying on my show listening to you, to be honest with you. It's a very emotional thing. And I get it. And I wish those 26 lives hadn't been lost. At the end of the day, though, what kind of country do we want? Because if we can shut him off here, how long until they shut you off? How long until they shut me off? How long until they say I don't like how you look or what you dress or the skin tone? I mean, we have to be very careful
with
this slope that we're on.
You're absolutely right. But if people just stop, you know, looking at his websites and paying any attention to him, sooner or later he'll go away.
Well, see, he wasn't going to go away, Charlie. He's got a huge following. And those people, as right or wrong as they may be, have every right to follow who they want to. Apple and SoundCloud and these other outlets just said, you're not allowed to. We said so. That's the weird part. Charlie, I agree that people should be very careful with what they consume when it comes to this sort of format. But it's up to them as free, liberated Americans to do so. How dare Apple say we won't make it available to you? What is that?
I agree with Joe. I love you. I love your show. And my wife is waiting inside the restaurant for me.
Well, get in there, Charlie. Go enjoy some dinner. Well, tell her I said hello, Charlie. I appreciate that. Look, I love Charlie and some of you out there. Why did you interrupt him? Because, like, on the commemoration of September 11th, I'll let people go for 4 or 5 minutes and talk about where they were, what they did, their thoughts on it. Sandy Hook, the same thing. Today is not about the anniversary of it, and it's not about reliving it. Not that it shouldn't be talked about. People should certainly talk about it. The subject today is, do we want to live in a country where we've allowed social media to become the powerhouse that it is? To control, squelch, prop up, you know, circulate, shadow ban, unban, promote. I mean, it's making the decisions for what it is we're supposed to think. Same thing with Google. Let's not just go social media. In the day when search engines started, Carrie, which search engine did you use?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. AOL, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, there were a bunch. AOL certainly was one. Web crawler was a big one early on. I used AltaVista. I thought that was great. Then it became AltaVista.digital.something. Now it's something else. There's one now called DuckDuckGo. I mean, there are a few other ones. StartPage, I think, is another one. But for, Yahoo used to be, and I think it kind of still is. In fact, it hijacks my computer sometimes, depending on, you know, what I clicked and what program I installed. Now you need adware, malware, all this other stuff. But the reason why I bring that up is Google now has a corner of the market. You'd agree with that, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
In fact, Google is omnipresent as Xerox is, or Kleenex. What do I mean by that? Well, if you say, man, my nose is running, can you hand me a Kleenex? You're actually saying, hand me a name brand. You're not even saying, hand me a tissue. When you say, hey, why don't you go Xerox this? Xerox is a name brand. They are so extremely ingrained in our psyche that we actually call a copy a Xerox. So when you say, hey, why don't you look it up? Nobody says that anymore. They say, Google it. That's how cornered the market is. So imagine having that kind of power. You would like to think, well, they've got that kind of power, but you know, they're not going to do bad with it. They're going to do good with that power. What if they're not? What if they're going to use that power to try to force the rest of us to think like they do? And here's what I mean. I'm not being a conspiracy guy either. Search whatever you want to search. Search my name. Search a news story that you know is happening. Search whatever you want on Google. And notice the first 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I guess my name isn't a good one because my website will come up or the Wikipedia. But search a news story. Search a town. Search a personnel. Search something. You'll see the first page will be what Google wants you to see. Some might be promoted, which means you're getting paid for it. Others just might be their ideology. I've noticed when you search news stories, it takes a long time to get a Newsmax to come up. It takes a long time to see Fox News come up. It just does. Now, why is that? Is it because they're just not as popular? Fox News gets better ratings than all the other stations. So that's not it. It's not about popularity. It's about what Google wants you to see first. Now, they're hoping that you'll grab the MSNBC story or the CNN story or the Hill story, and you'll go with that, use it as fact, and never see the other ones. And now they're not so dumb as to not show the other ones. They'll show them, but they're going to be down the list. Now, are they or are they not telling us what to think? Of course they are. And if we let them, that's exactly how it's going to go down. So Twitter is telling us how to think by what trends, what doesn't. Trust me, they have control of that. Facebook is controlling what we think. They took the trending away, but still through this fake algorithm that's made up just to point us where they want us to see. You don't see most of the posts by most of the people, especially if they're on the right. We have given them too much power. And when they do something that even steps over their own power grab, I'm going to say something. I'm going to call them out. It's going to happen. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-PAGS. This isn't about Alex Jones being right or wrong. This is about Alex Jones being an American who has the right to do this and social media breaching that promise again that it gave to us and to the government when it came to being unbiased. Joe Pags Show, coming right back. Stay here.
Joe Pags.
I need local news for
Stuff that's going on around me.
Travel time to work.
There's going
to
be severe weather.
To stay informed.
What affects me directly?
News Radio 1200.
Local news.
WOAI.
Call
Hi, great to have you. Welcome to the program. Thanks. It is the Joe Pags Show. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Lots going on. Lots that we're going to get to. Bill O'Reilly, top of hour number 3, 8 o'clock Eastern time. So make sure you stick around for that. Going to talk about a lot of the news of the day. We'll certainly get into that, which is what, I don't know, you get a chance to talk to Bill O'Reilly. That's kind of what you want to talk about. What the hell's going on out there? The heck is happening with the news of the day, O'Reilly? Mm-hmm. Let's get to it. Meantime, I've got to remind you about Super Beets. Love telling you about Super Beets because, you know, what they do is they take an atom of nitrogen, bond it with an atom of oxygen, and then you've got, well, they don't do this, but this is what happens in nature. Nitric oxide is the result. It's a miracle molecule your body makes that fuels your cardiovascular health, keeping you vibrant. But as we all age, our bodies need help generating more natural nitric oxide. Super Beets by Human has harnessed the power of nutrient-enriched beets and created a superfood that helps your body make more nitric oxide on its own. The core philosophy of Human is to develop heart-healthy products for your body. One teaspoon of Super Beets daily supports your cardiovascular health and blood pressure levels, giving you natural energy without the need of a quick caffeine kick or sugar high. We're talking about real, healthy, natural energy. Call them right now, 800-516-8389, or go to joelovesbeets.com. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply of Super Beets and free shipping with your first purchase. Feel the 1 plus 1 equals boom effect of Super Beets, 800-516-8389, or joelovesbeets.com. Let me get back to the phone lines. I appreciate you waiting. And again, if you're on the live stream, just get off the live stream. Just go listen to it on iHeartRadio or better yet, find a great radio station near you and listen there. And we'll work this out. The new piece of equipment just is sending it oddly to that. So, you know what I mean, Carrie? I can either try to work on that for 3 hours or just move on.
Yeah. Well, let's move on. We'll get it fixed.
You're saying move on then. Okay. Move on. Let me go back to the phone lines. It's Randy on one. Randy, what's going on? Come on, Randy, you're on. All right, Randy, you're off. Let me go to Dennis on two. Dennis, what's going on?
Hey, Joe, how you doing? First time caller, long time listener.
Appreciate it. Well, you know that I'm living the dream is how I'm doing. What's going on?
Yeah, no, we all are. We're all trying to.
Yes, sir.
Okay, the only thing I wanted to say was how precarious a situation this is for people like you, as a matter of fact, and each talk show host that might say something that someone else deems outrageous and,
right,
and you know, and dangerous to say. And you could find out all your stuff has been taken down off the internet.
Well, it's true.
It's
a real fear, and it's not just for me. It's for anybody. It could be just somebody who doesn't do what I do for a living. The last thing you want is for the ability to be in the hands of a Google or Facebook or Twitter or Apple to say, I don't want you to be heard, to be seen, to be noticed. We're going to shut you down, and we're going to control what it is that you have as far as reach. So, I mean, I got to be honest with you. It's not a good situation. It's just not. And it's not getting any better when you see so many people agreeing with them. And this has been trending all day long, and people are saying dumb things like, well, he doesn't deserve to be on. Really?
Well, they're playing to people's emotions, as the liberal left always does. Yes, the people suffered immensely in Sandy Hook.
Right.
And that, I don't think anyone ever disagree with that. Even Alex Jones, if you go back and look, he was commenting about the way the media reported it.
Right. Well, I think that he's reporting the way the media reported it, but he also made allegations that something else happened there, and he's talked about crisis actors and whatever else. So, I mean, whatever. Again, he's got the right to say.
Yeah, exactly.
If you notice, I'm not playing audio from him. I didn't invite him on the show. I don't know much about his show other than the really outlandish things that he said when it comes to situations like this. I don't know much because I choose not to listen. He probably chooses not to listen to me, which is great. Fine. You don't have to. But the idea that he should be shut down, And the people who want his content can't get it, that's what bothers me, Dennis. I appreciate you. One more on this before we hit a break. Lynn, I've got about a minute. Make it happen. Come on, Lynn. You're on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was. You know, it's funny. They take down someone like Alex Jones, but as I was telling your producer just a few minutes ago, I'm a nobody. I'm a little guy here in Los Angeles, and I'm on my 8th Twitter account because they just shut him down. You know, I had no more than maybe, I think the most I had at one point was 1,000 followers.
Why do they keep shutting you down? What did you do?
Well, I'm a conservative, and I make comments and like conservative things and that sort of stuff. And they, you know, next thing you know, the algorithm is, you've hit the tipping point, the algorithm just shuts you down, and then you're locked out.
So, well, when they lock you out,
when
they lock you out, they're supposed to give you a reason. They're not giving you a reason?
No, it's just suspended.
And no, but normally it says it's suspended. Here's why.
No, no, not suspended. They just shut the whole thing down.
All right, Lynn, well, give me more details and email me or something, because I don't know. They're just shutting it down and not telling you anything. That's weird. I'm not saying I don't believe you, but I mean, I'm a conservative, been on there for a long time. I haven't been shut down for no reason. It is 888-941-PAGS. Keep it here. Coming back.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Better. Now, live from the WOAI studios in San Antonio, it's the Joe Pags Show.
Hey, great radio stations all over the place. Come on. JoePags.com, also Newsmax TV. It's the Joe Pags Show. We've got a brand new phone number, so we're going to change the open. Until that changes, I just tell you the number. It is 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-PAGS. The Joe Pags Show, coming your way on a Monday. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. That is a Motown Monday, right, Carrie?
You betcha.
Kind of what we do, right?
Mm-hmm. Every Monday.
Bring it like it's been brought in. What? Just lost control a little bit there. Sorry. Hey, by the way, 1 hour from now, it's going to be Bill O'Reilly, his own self. We'll talk to Bill. He's at a vacation spot on Skype. So it's an interesting conversation. He looks good. He's got a good backdrop, but he sounds a little bit like he's on speaker. So, Carrie, what will happen is, because the people listening want me to make sure that everything is perfect at all times, they always write to remind me.
They will.
Tell your guests to get off speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, you know that if they're on speaker, I'll tell them to get off speakerphone.
Of course.
And Sam will when they call in. But for some reason, the people listening truly think I'm stupid and that I'm not telling them to get off speakerphone. It's hard to hear him, you know. Well, it's on Skype.
Yes.
And again, it's Bill O'Reilly, so I'm hip to a technical issue. That's fine. And from what I understand, when he's at his normal studio, it sounds much better. But again, just the fact that he did it today while away on vacation, I'm very happy with. So you'll have that about 1 hour from now here on the Joe Pags Show. Now, Newsmax TV, you will see it because Wayne is off today, so my third hour will be his hour as well. All right. We talked about Alex Jones. I'm done talking about Alex Jones. People have very definitive opinions, but I think that we kind of had a consensus, except for Charlie, I think Charlie was trying to make me cry.
Trying to make a lot of us cry.
And I was like, that's it? Stop it? I'm a grown man? A year older last week? Oh, can I just ask you as an aside, is there any surprise that I'm a Leo? Is anybody surprised by this?
Why?
Well, I'm a Leo. I mean, I got a Facebook message or a tweet or something from a friend who said, I get it now. You're a Leo. and I didn't know what to do with that.
I don't know what the characteristics are of a Leo.
Well, the king of the mountain. Roar.
Ego.
Stubborn. King of the jungle.
Head.
Has to be noticed. The big long mane. Look at us. We're flaunting and showing off. Yeah, duh.
Yes. Hello. Yeah.
You look up Leo. Yes, Paulo. By the way, Paulo was saying something snotty that I sort of kept talking over. What?
Oh, no, because she said, what were the characteristics of a Leo? I said, Joe Pags.
Right. Look it up in the dictionary. Yeah. There's a picture. I'm telling you, that's what a Leo is. So yes, no, there's no doubt that I'm a Leo. And this woman was like, well, no wonder I get along with Leos. I'm like, well, you're the one, because not a whole lot of other people do, to be honest with you. Oh, all right. It's very cool to have Bill O'Reilly. We'll do that. Alex Jones stuff, done with that. I think what Apple and SoundCloud and Facebook and Twitter have done is wrong. And they should lose their immunity from liability because they have this deal where they're going to be unbiased. And you can let Acosta, you know, put all the fake news up he wants and let The Hill, you know, put up that fake news story last week about Nugent, what he said on my show. And there's never a punishment. But Alex Jones says something that's outlandish and to many out of line, and he's got to go. That's it. He's gone. It's a very different thing. Either you accept both or you get rid of both. You can't be biased toward one and not towards the other, and that's a big deal. Not taking calls on Alex Jones, just sort of rounding out last hour. LeBron James, now, Carrie, Polo, Sam, I'm willing to hear from anybody if you've heard this before the last 5 years. In the last 5 years, maybe 8 years, Had any of you ever heard a basketball player referred to as the best player on the planet? Anybody? Carrie?
Heard about Michael Jordan.
Yeah, but did people say those words, the best player on the planet?
Well, probably not.
Paula, do you remember anybody being called that?
No. I mean, whenever they spoke about Jordan, they would just say the best player ever.
Right. I mean, so. Sam, had you ever heard anything like that?
Only when he was in a movie, Space Jam, but other than that, no.
Did they say it in that movie?
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe, but then again, you were dealing with extraterrestrials in the movie.
That's true.
So maybe that's why. I mean, the reason I bring it up is over the past 5-8 years, you've heard Kobe Bryant's best player on the planet. LeBron James, best player on the planet. You know, for those of us in San Antonio, Tim Duncan, best player on the planet. Shaquille O'Neal, best player on the planet. I mean, you keep hearing it. And today, you have to refer to LeBron James as the best player on the planet. It's so weird to me that you have to make that distinction. Because, look, I could be wrong, but there might be some dude out in the middle of Bulgaria who's one hell of a player, and you never know if he's better than LeBron James, but because we've deemed him the best player on the planet. LeBron James, for some reason, and it's probably because he has a very, very good relationship with Barack Obama, our former president, and First Lady Michelle Obama. He has a very, very good relationship with them. Well, look it up on YouTube. You got Michelle Obama dunking a tiny basketball in the White House as they're all playing slap ass. It's a very good relationship there. And look, he can have a relationship with anybody he wants. I don't take that away from him. But because of that, it's as if he needs to attack the current president, which I find to be very, very odd. Credit where credit is due, LeBron James does very, very good things with his money. He has taken care of a large swath of Ohio. He just opened, was it last week, Carrie, a new school?
That's right.
For kids in Akron, in the area. Millions of dollars.
Yeah.
The guy, I've seen him on Rehab Addict, which is a home improvement show on DIY, I think, where Nicole What's-Her-Face goes and fixes homes in like Michigan and the Midwest around there. I think she's also in Minnesota. And I think this time it was in Ohio, because LeBron James is there helping her fix a house up. The guy is giving of himself, and he deserves credit, and I love that about him. He is a great player, perhaps the best player in the NBA, but I'm not sure. If he's not, he's damn close to being the best player. And people might say, well, if not him, then who is the best player? Well, I don't know. I think Kevin Durant can make an argument. I think Kevin Durant can make a very, very good argument. I think Russell Westbrook can make one hell of an argument. Some would say James Harden can make a hell of an argument. But having said that, he might be the best player. Who knows? What I do know is he's getting paid handsomely, and he is giving of himself, and I appreciate that, and I applaud that. I truly do, not being a smartass. For some reason, he feels a need to attack this president. Now, LeBron James has given of himself, and he has given millions and millions of dollars. For some reason, I think I pulled my microphone down again. Paul, I'm going to put it back where it was. Millions and millions of dollars of his own money that he doesn't have to spend in Akron or anywhere in Ohio. He can just keep it all and buy yachts. He doesn't have to give anybody any money. And I applaud him for doing that. But instead of applauding this president for what he's doing for underprivileged people, low-income people, people without jobs, he's been attacking him. Now, Barack Obama, when he was president, hurt minorities badly. If he were a white president, he would have been called a racist. But he's only half white, so he wasn't called that. But the way he left minorities in this country was horrible. With the unemployment rate, the number of people on entitlements, the number of people out of work and not even looking anymore, they're just out of the workforce completely, people still living in the slums or the ghettos and so on and so forth, he hurt race relations horribly. There are people who hate each other now on all sides because of how Obama acted as the president. But LeBron James likes him and likes Michelle Obama, so I guess he gives them a pass. So what I'm confused about is why he wouldn't applaud this guy, Donald Trump. I'm confused about why he isn't applauding him. Now, recently he said, wearing a nice tie and a suit, and I think he had a tie on, maybe not, but he had a nice suit on, he said, this president is dividing us through sports. That was, if that's not the quote, it's damn near what he said. Now, a few months ago, he did some ride around with an ESPN anchor or reporter where he and Kevin Durant were in the car, and at one point he says, this president doesn't give an F about the people, and I don't mean friend. He said those words. He didn't quantify it. He didn't get specific about it. He didn't give any reason whatsoever as to what his problem was, other than he doesn't give that word about about people or the people. And I was struck by that because you're seeing an economy that's booming. You're seeing black unemployment at the lowest rate ever. You're seeing Hispanic unemployment at the lowest rate ever. You're seeing President Trump's approval rating increase because of minority support. I mean, soon you're going to have more minority support for Republicans than we've seen since the 30s or 40s. Yet LeBron James sat down and said the president is dividing the country through sports. And he said he doesn't give the F word about the people. And I can't for the life of me figure it out. What does he think Barack Obama did that deserves his friendship? What does he think Obama did through his policies and his agenda to help people who need the help the most? What did he do, actually? Didn't create jobs, had a sluggish economy at best, did not increase minority home ownership. Unemployment among young black men was 15 to 20% under Obama. So what is it that he did that gives him all of the accolades and applause from you, Mr. James? And what is it that this president's done to receive your ire? Is it the Charlottesville thing again? Something about very fine people on both sides? Very bad people on both sides? Is that still the argument that makes him a racist? Or is it something else? Is it that this Stephanie Crawford person says that, is it Clifford, I think, person said that that she slept with him or something, he got paid off for some crap? Is that what it is? Is it about, what, his hair? His waist size? Skin tone? Is he a Cheeto man to you? Because I can't figure out what your problem is. He's more, Donald Trump, let me say this to make sure everybody gets the quote. Donald Trump is more like LeBron James when it comes to giving back and helping out those who need help than Barack Obama can ever dream of being. LeBron James and Donald Trump are very similar with how they help people and give to the community. There I said it. Now, I know that's going to be taken horribly by a lot of people, but it's true. Barack Obama wanted everybody to be reliant on the government and wanted Cloward and Piven and wanted to break our economy through entitlements. He wanted that. He made that clear. Donald Trump wants to give you the ability to go to work and use your opportunity and ambition in this country to succeed for yourself. He wants more LeBron Jameses. Obama didn't. So again, I ask you, what's his problem with this president? And let me ask you even more specifically, do you believe this president is dividing the country through sports, or idiots like Kaepernick taking a knee are dividing this country through sports? You tell me. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-PAGS. Joe Pags Show, coming right back. Stay here.
Joe Pags.
Hey, great to have you. It is the Joe Pags Show. 888-941-PAGS. If you're wondering, when you go to joepags.com, first of all, Karen, I want to make this as clear as I can. I cannot get a message to the president nor his family for you. We don't just hang out. I get opportunities to talk to them, thankfully, and I appreciate that through the size of audience, so that's you guys. I get that opportunity to talk to them. But it's not like we hang out on the weekends and like, hey, Eric, let me tell you what this guy Pete said when he emailed me. I don't have that ability, so I realize it sounds like I do. And when I give you this answer, you think I'm being disrespectful or funny. But let me say it again. Tweet to him. Tweet to the President of the United States. Tweet to Eric Trump. Tweet to Donald Trump Jr. Tweet to Ivanka. Because many times they'll see it. Many times their handlers will see it. And if it's something that grabs their attention, they'll get it to him. So, yeah, again, I mean, I'm not playing coy, and it's not like I can just hit quick dial and I've got the Oval Office. That's not the way it is. I do have a certain level of access that my show brings me, but I can't get your message to them. Having said that, he does pay a lot of attention to Twitter. Carrie, I don't know if you notice this. Pays a lot of attention.
Oh, yes. Yes.
To Twitter.
I do notice that.
All right, so LeBron James going after this president who's more like him than President Obama will ever be when it comes to helping the people. Is it just that, and again, the president, maybe some would say it's not presidential, but the president, should he respond by saying he's dumb? You know what I mean? I mean, should the president respond by saying LeBron James is the only person to make Don Lemon look smart or something? He said something about how Don Lemon's the dumbest guy on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Only LeBron James could have made him look smart. And then he said something about, I prefer Mike or Michael. But then, of course, Michael Jordan had to respond and back LeBron. And then, allegedly, I mean, maybe, allegedly, Melania Trump defended LeBron. Do you think that's true?
I saw those reports. I don't know. I guess I should. Let me look into it. Let me see what she tweeted.
Well, I mean, she patted him on the back like I just did about having, you know, done really good stuff for his neighborhood. I don't think that means, you know, you're right, my husband's wrong.
No, not necessarily. But he it's has like done Ivanka good Trump things. The other he did day. Great Go things ahead. For his community.
He has. Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, it's like Ivanka Trump last week saying she doesn't believe the media is the enemy of the people. Good. I don't know that the president said that. I think he said the fake news media. And we're trying to pretend like he's saying everybody. You know, and those who are squawking the loudest, Acosta, you probably, you know, you're the guy. Probably who he's talking about. So LeBron James, I'll say it again, is more like Donald Trump than he ever will be like Barack Obama. So maybe just stop now. Maybe just stop attacking. You know, it's interesting. When the president started pardoning people, suddenly athletes wanted to work with the president. Blanket pardon these people. Anybody's in a drug charge or anybody over 60 or 65 years old should be this, that, or the other. They all want something now. Well, maybe you play ball a little bit differently when it comes to politics. Maybe you go in there and use your head. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-PAGS, number one. Do you agree that LeBron and Donald are more like LeBron and Barack will ever be? Two, do you think that LeBron James going after him for no other reason other than he's not Barack Obama? And three, should the president not go after him when he does that attacking? Joe, what do you think? You're on.
What's going on, my man?
I'm living the dream, my friend. I've got about a minute. Make it fast for me.
Okay. This is quite a troubling time when we can hold to a higher standard a professional athlete than we do the president of the United States.
How are we doing that?
Well, the president of the United States called NFL football players SOBs, and he didn't say SOB.
Well, he didn't, not all of them, only the ones that were kneeling, right?
Well, fine. But the words feel direct to citizens that he is president of.
Yeah, he has a problem with them disrespecting the flag. He can comment on that. He's got a First Amendment, too.
But you know that their reason is not to disrespect the flag.
Oh, yes, it is. That's exactly Colin Kaepernick said exactly that's what he's doing. I'm not going to stand for the flag of a country that allows for people to kill people in the streets and then get on paid suspension. He said those words. He's doing it on purpose during the anthem and the flag. He said so, Joe. I'm not making
that
up.
Did you hear the end of that statement he said?
Yeah, I did.
That they're doing what now? Killing what?
No, that he said they're killing. That he said they're killing.
Oh, we don't see it on the news.
Oh, no. Colin Kaepernick is a liar, and he's a guy who's entitled, and when he gets on his knee during the flag that my father served to protect, I'm going to call him out. So should you, Joe. But I do love you like a brother. We'll be back.
Your kids may ignore you, but your smart speaker never will.
Alexa, play 1200 WOAI on iHeartRadio.
All right, great radio stations across the land. JoePags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, all of that and more. Somebody just wrote me that I should smile during the break on live stream. John, stop watching it. Stop watching it. People are just working on it. We're on Newsmax TV. Go check out the second hour there and on great radio stations everywhere. Stop. You know what I mean, Carrie? Stop watching it.
No, they
smile.
Can't help it.
What's the matter with you? I mean, going to work and seeing you not smile. Hey, let me. Hey, you better smile right now because I said so. Shut up.
Yeah.
I will shut that live stream off. In fact, I'm just going to disconnect
it. Don't you? Yeah.
Because I want them to fix the audio for tomorrow. Oh, I mean, it's not even for broadcast. It's just to fix it. But anyway, having said that, it's 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-PAGS. It's 7247. That's the new phone number. And we'll get the open change to where the new number is. And I don't want to keep on playing the old number, then correcting it for the new number. So there you go. It's 888-941-PAGS. We've got another reason why, wow, the government is stupid in New York. We've got that story coming up. Mm-hmm. Is that a new segment we should start? Mm-hmm. Wow, the government is stupid in New York.
It's a nice ring to it.
Could do that. Why not? So we've got that story for you, which is always nice. And I did want to comment on Joe's call before the break. I told him we only had a minute. I actually gave him more than a minute. We had to hit the break. It's a hard break at the bottom. And a half an hour from now, it's Bill O'Reilly, by the way, his own self, right here on the Joe Pags Show. The idea that he somehow brought up the president calling some football player, all the ones who kneeled, the SOB, the fact that he said that somehow had to do with the LeBron James story, and then the lie was perpetrated again that Kaepernick isn't kneeling and the players aren't kneeling to disrespect the flag. That's exactly why they're kneeling. That's exactly why. Colin Kaepernick himself said it. Media doesn't want to report that because they want to pretend like he never said it. He did. It's something about, I'm not going to kneel for a flag of a country where people are killed in the streets and then the person who killed him is given paid leave or something. I have the actual quote on my Twitter, but it's like a year old now. It's from when he did it, started doing it in 2016. It's the actual quote. He really said it. And they, oh, who did he kill? Sick, because the media isn't this and that. All the media does is cover the occasional police shooting that we're not really sure what happened. I mean, not the 66 shootings that happened in Chicago this weekend. You can't do that one, because then somehow you're a racist. Can't do that. I mean, Chicago itself is asking the president to come and save them from Rahm Emanuel, who is Barack Obama's right-hand man. I just really think about that. Yet the guy Joe wanted to call in to tell me that the president should act a certain way and not a different way. But do I think that he should have called LeBron James dumb? Probably not, but this is what the guy does. He's from Queens, New York. He's not going to back down from you. You're going to say he doesn't give an F word about the people? He's going to hit you back. You say that he somehow is dividing people by sports? He's going to hit you back. That's the way it goes. And guess what? His base loves it. And yes, his base includes plenty of black people and plenty of Hispanic people and plenty of women. So, you know, you're walking around acting as if Barack Obama was the be-all, end-all. Hillary Clinton was the continuation of the be-all, end-all. And it didn't happen. And somehow this is horrible. Well, guess what? The rest of the people in this country are looking at what's going on economically, jobs-wise, and so on, opportunity-wise, manufacturing. And they're saying, you know, I might not love the guy, but damn, he's doing a good job. All right. So let's get a clue, Joe. Let's get a real clue. I mean, you want to hang your hat on Colin Kaepernick? Fine. I'll hang my hat on the guy that's fixing the economy. I'll hang the hat on the guy that's fixing what Obama broke. And as smart as LeBron James is when it comes to basketball, and he's one of the smartest we've ever seen, I've seen the guy in press conferences afterwards describe every foul he got, where he got it, what the situation was. He's very, very situationally smart. When it comes to politics, I've rarely seen somebody so dim. It's going to put it right out there. Let me go to the phone line. It's going to be Frank on one. Hi, Frank.
Hello?
Come on, Frank. You're on the air. Turn the radio down. Turn the TV down. Listen to the phone.
Yeah, it's coming in kind of statically.
All right, I'll put you on hold. Let me go to Alan on line two. Alan, what's going on? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, Joe, how are you?
I'm living the dream. What's happening? Talk to me.
Great show. Listen, the reason I'm calling is because of your comments. You were rather perplexed relative to LeBron James's reaction and discrediting Trump and putting Trump down and in favor of Obama, who basically did nothing for the minority community while during his 8 years of terror,
right,
as I call it.
Okay.
My take is this, Joe, is that because of LeBron James' good relationship with Obama being the first black president, Michelle Obama, my view is that his disdain for the president is primarily because Trump is unwrapping everything that Obama did. Therefore, that gives him charge to dislike or hate the president.
Let's say I agree with you. Let's say I agree with you. That's why he's mad. But let me ask, because I don't believe LeBron James is unintelligent. And again, situationally, I think he's one of the smartest guys around. I think he's dim when it comes to politics.
I agree.
But why not step back, if you're LeBron James, and say to yourself, all right, what was the real situation for, let's just pick a community, I don't know, the black community under Obama, and really look at the numbers, really break it down like he does the basketball numbers in the stat sheet, and then say, what is this guy doing for the minority community? Break it down, look at the numbers like he looks at a stat sheet. How can he not be smart enough to know that it's exponentially better by a lot under this guy?
On the basketball court, that's one thing.
But it's just numbers, isn't it, Alan?
No, it is, but I don't think he looks at it that way. I think that from his perspective as a black man, looking at Obama as the first black president, I think that it goes to the race issue, and it goes for Trump erasing his legacy as a black person.
So, and it's so weird to me. I'm not racist enough to understand that, because he's erasing his legacy of failure, which is a good thing.
I understand that. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. All right, brother. I think it's a very interesting perspective. We'll try Frank again. I think Frank had a phone issue. Let's see if he's got it better now. Frank, we all set? Frank? Seriously?
Yes.
Frank, talk to a brother. Put your face on the phone. Don't watch TV. Don't listen to the radio. Just listen to the phone. What's on your mind?
Listen to me.
Okay. I'm going to put Sam, I forwarded Frank back to you. Go ahead and pick that up and explain to him how it works. There's a delay on the radio and on television. If he tries to do both, it's going to really be weird in his ear. Let me go back to the phone. Say hi to Jerry on 4. Hi, Jerry. What's going on?
How you doing, Joe?
I'm living a dream. Jerry, talk to me.
Okay. Yeah. This guy's been getting hammered since before he even got in office.
Right.
I mean, Obama divided this country better than Lincoln.
That's true. No, that's true. Although we haven't taken up arms, hopefully we won't.
He hated the cops. He don't like our military. He just, I don't know what he did.
All right, Jerry, I appreciate you. I know what he did. I think he did exactly what you said he did. He divided the country on purpose. And I've explained this a few times. And nobody, you know, Kerry, one thing is true. Nobody has ever had a good response to when I say Obama purposely divided the country. Now, I'm not asking if you agree with me, but do you agree that nobody's ever brought a substantial challenge to that?
Yes, I would. I'd agree with that.
And listen, there are people watching and listening everywhere right now. Disagree with me. Bring it. Really show me where I'm wrong. Every case where it was police and a minority, he took the minority side. Every single time. Every time. Sent members of the White House, representatives of the White House, two or three of them, to Michael Brown's funeral, a guy that did a strong-armed robbery, had THC in his body, and attacked a cop in his own car. He took Trayvon Martin's side. He took Eric Garner's side. He took Skip Gates' side in Cambridge, who broke into his own house, and when somebody saw him breaking in, they called the police. Suddenly, it was a white-black race thing. The guy tried his level best to divide us. Hispanics over here, blacks over here, whites over there. That's that. And what we got in at the end of it was a country where we all are now looking at each other through the politics of our facial features or our skin tone or the coarseness or lack thereof of our hair or our height. That's how we're looking at each other now. From a galvanized America after 9/11, where everybody was flying a flag outside the car, you got the brand new draft pick for the San Antonio Spurs talking about, I don't celebrate the 4th of July, learn your history. You learn your damn history and realize that without Independence Day, you don't have the freedom to say something so dumb. But that's just me. Let me go to Tyrone, who's on line one, before I hit a break here. Tyrone, what's on your mind? Hi.
Hey, Joe. How you doing, Dave?
I'm living a dream, man. Talk to me.
Here's the thing. I think LeBron James is basically the one who's dividing America. People who go to sports, they go there to be entertained.
Right.
They want to watch politics. They're hearing about politics. They listen to the news or whatever.
Yeah.
Colin Kaepernick basically has been dividing America, and it's okay to have freedom of speech, but I think that Colin Kaepernick needs to understand that everyone has freedom of speech. And that includes Donald Trump also. It's not delegated to just one particular person or group.
Tyrone, when LeBron James says Trump is dividing America by sports, do you think he believes that, or is he saying what he thinks the fans will believe?
No, I think he's saying that because he, let me put it like this. LeBron basically needs street cred. If he comes out and actually supports the president, then all of a sudden his supporters are going to go against him. But I think in a way it's kind of a self-serving interest for him to actually to attack Trump.
It's a self-serving interest to attack Trump? I mean, because there were a lot. Listen, I'm a Trump fan. I like basketball. I mean, isn't he turning off half the fans?
In a way, yes. But basically in the black community, it's a different story.
Tyrone, I got to tell you something,
like
man.
Hey, you, the black liberals, the black urban progressives.
Yeah, but you probably know this.
No, he can't afford to turn them off.
Yeah, but the black community, as you know, is every single day is ticking up for Donald Trump because they're getting jobs, they're getting opportunity, they're able to buy houses. Things are turning around for the black community under this president like we didn't see under the last one. That's why I say, isn't he smart? Listen, Michael Jordan might defend him today in the media, but when Michael Jordan was playing and selling sneakers every day, he said this line, Republicans buy sneakers too. So it's smart not to say anything. Republicans go to ball games too. If you just want, you know, the far left wing liberal black American to go to the basketball game, the NBA will die because it's only 12 or 13% of the population.
I agree, but I think that LeBron James, among liberal blacks, he feels that he has to, whether he believes it or not, it benefits him more to attack than basically not to. Because if he supports Trump, he's going to come off the scene as an Uncle Tom or whatever.
I guess what I'm saying is, isn't it smarter for him just to not say anything? I'm not saying he's got to support him. He just shouldn't be saying anything.
I think you're right. Being neutral is the best stance.
Yeah. All right, man, I appreciate you, Tyrone. I mean, I tell this story all the time. When Elvis Presley went for his press conference, and they used to do press conferences before big concert tours, and he was at Madison Square Garden in 1972, he sat down and was answering questions from reporters, and they kept asking him about the Vietnam War. And he said, I'm just an entertainer. I assume keep my opinions to myself. Then he went out there, and he slayed the audience with an incredible concert. What happened to that? I don't understand. It's weird. It's 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-PAGS, 7247. Joe Pags coming right back.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pags Show.
News Radio 1200, WOAI.
Motown Monday, it's how we do.
I'm wondering if your love's still strong.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, baby.
You can. 1-888-941-PAGS, 888-941-PAGS. You know how they make the nitric oxide, or how we make nitric oxide in our bodies? You take an atom of nitrogen, you combine it with an atom of oxygen, there you go, nitric oxide. Miracle molecule that your body makes that fuels our cardiovascular health, keeping us vibrant. But as we age, our bodies start changing and slowing down, need help generating more natural nitric oxide. Superbeets by Human has harnessed the power of nutrient-enriched beets and created a superfood that helps your body make more nitric oxide on its own. The core philosophy over at Human is to develop heart-healthy products for your body. One teaspoon of Superbeets daily supports your cardiovascular health and blood pressure levels, giving you natural energy without the need of a quick caffeine or some sort of sugar high. Talking about real, healthy, natural energy. Call 800-516-8389 or go to joelovesbeats.com. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply of Superbeets plus free shipping with your first purchase. Feel the 1 plus 1 equals boom effect of Superbeats. 800-516-8389 or go to joelovesbeats.com. Do it right now. All right, let me grab a quick phone call before we get out of here. Remember, about 10 minutes from now, it'll be Bill O'Reilly, his own self, right here in the Joe Pags Show. And on these great radio stations everywhere, we will continue on Newsmax next hour as well, because Wayne is off today. So we're going to go ahead and run my next hour as well, so you can stick around right here on Newsmax, too. Let me go to the phone lines and say hi to Mike. Mike, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, Joe. We're trying to breathe out.
You trying to breathe out?
Trying to breathe in Fresno.
Why can't you breathe? What's going on in Fresno? The fires?
Yes, sir. We got Yosemite burning and arson fires all up and down here.
Well, I'm hoping that you guys make it through that. I hate seeing that every day on the news.
Yeah, I don't know how evil persists in this world, but I wanted to say one thing.
All right, go ahead. What's on your mind when it comes to LeBron and stuff? Come on.
Yeah, LeBron had to use his God-given talent to bring the world together, not to bring it into political chaos, a racist, divided country like Obama tried to do to us.
All right, Mike, I hear you. I appreciate you. It's not a great phone line, so I'm going to go ahead and let you go, but I do appreciate you taking the time. We've got time for Wilson before we hit the break. Wilson, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, I was just wanted to put my little input in.
Please.
That LeBron James, all he's trying to do is do something for the kids, and our so-called president don't want to be outshined.
Why did you call him the so-called president?
And the thing about it is that he need to learn.
Why did you call him the so-called president?
Don't say that he's the people, and say we're the people.
Right. Why did you say so-called president? Why did you say that?
Because he doesn't act like a president. Everybody want to talk about Obama.
Right, because Obama was the president, right? Why can't we talk about Obama?
Donald Trump doing right now, he would have been impeached.
Why can't we talk about Obama? I mean, Obama lied about Benghazi. Obama lied about the health care bill.
Obama didn't lie about anything.
Oh, yes, he did. He lied about all of it. I can actually go down the list and tell you everything you lied about.
Listen to me. He was a good black man. He didn't have no baby mama.
Wait a second. I'm going to put you on hold. I want to make sure I understand. Wilson, you just said he didn't have a baby mama? Is that what you just said? And you didn't say he was a good president. Might have been a Freudian slip. Wilson, what you said was he was a good black man. You realize you said that, right?
Long enough.
You realize you said that, right? You said he's a good black man. You didn't say he was a good president. That's weird. Why would you say his race?
That's what I said. I serve for my country, so I get the right to say what I want.
Oh, no, but I get the right to question you on it. Why would you call him a good black man and not a good president? I don't refer to Obama by his race. Why did you?
He's not a good president.
I'm talking about Obama. I agree with you. Obama wasn't a good president. I agree. He actually said it. He's a good black man. I didn't make that up. He said that. We got to go. Back after this. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Zero E.
Now, live from the WOAI studios in San Antonio, it's the Joe Pags Show.
Hey, great radio stations all over. JoePags.com. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, all right there. Also Newsmax TV. The brand new phone number is 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-PAGS. The Joe Pags Show coming your way on a Monday. Oh, yeah. Motown Monday. That's how we do. Along with Terry Lockie. Hello, Sam, along for the ride. We appreciate you. It's a lot going on, lots to get to. You know of some media personalities for a very, very long time. You know of these media personalities for about as long as you can remember. And if you're lucky and you do what I do for a living, you get to talk to them sometimes. And I had not had the opportunity to talk to Bill O'Reilly before. I don't know what it was, a couple of ships passing in the night. I'd been on Fox a lot back in the day. Certainly have known of him for a very long time. I remember him when he was a television news reporter on ABC News. But it just never happened to where we had an opportunity to speak. Well, today I had an opportunity to speak with him. Wanted to talk to him about the news of the day. And I think I'm going to have him on again on Wednesday. I'm pretty sure. But we get to talk about the news of the day and just sort of chill out. Now, before anybody says anything, yeah, the audio is a bit ambient because he's on Skype and he's on vacation and did this for us anyway. But I'm humbled. And it's an absolute pleasure to have the guy on. It is Bill O'Reilly. Bill, how are you?
I'm good, Joe. Thanks for having me in. I appreciate it.
Listen, I've been a huge fan for many, many years. I can't remember when I wasn't a fan of yours and wasn't aware of you. So, again, thanks for taking the time. I want to dive right in because there's so much going on. And I want to sort of lean on something that you did for a long time where I first became aware of you. You were a great reporter on ABC News. You don't know this about me, but I was a television news reporter and anchor for about 15 years, won a bunch of awards, nothing near what you accomplished. But as you and I, a couple of former journalists, watch what's unfolding with the news media today, and you see a guy like Acosta accosting basically Sarah Sanders on a daily basis, begging her to say that the media is not the enemy of the people. What goes through your mind knowing that you know how to do that job better than any of those people?
Well, I wrote in a column that I believe Mr. Acosta is trying to bring attention to himself, much like Sam Donaldson did with Ronald Reagan and Dan Rather did with Richard Nixon. Yeah. And it worked for those guys. And to some extent, it works for Acosta because nobody knew who he was before Donald Trump was elected. And now he's emerged as the main antagonist. I thought it was pretty disturbing. I think that's the right word to see Acosta demand that Sarah Sanders give an opinion, which isn't her job. Her job is to reflect what the president says. And that opinion, right, of course, if it had been, no, I don't feel you're the enemy of the people, would have created a divide between the spokesperson and the president, which is exactly what Acosta wanted to accomplish. I think fair-minded people understand that CNN is not in the news business anymore. They're in the remove Trump business. And business is not good for CNN. That's a mystery of the universe. Their ratings are not good. And I believe when AT&T goes in, starts to operate that news operation, that they're going to make big changes over there, because the hate Trump cadre that's on the air, including Mr. Acosta, not bringing in viewers, Joe.
No, well, they're not. And I interviewed Sam Donaldson some years ago, and I talked to him about that back and forth with Ronald Reagan that you brought up. And again, it's Bill O'Reilly. Get his no-spin news program on BillO'Reilly.com. When I asked Sam about it, he sort of said, you know, we ended up having the greatest relationship ever because I understood he wasn't going to back down, but I also understood that he wanted us to laugh and enjoy the relationship. There's no joy at all here, is there?
No. Now, this is a media coup attempt to remove Donald Trump. And they're working hand in hand with the Democratic Party. They get talking points from the Democratic Party. Well, what I mean by they is there's a theme of the week. You can see it unfold. One week it's the women. Yeah. Next week it's the border kids. This week, starting today, it's Don Jr. and the meeting with the Russians. There's a theme. And all the anti-Trump networks and newspapers pick the theme up. Well, that theme is basically put out there in talking points form. And these people get that information. It comes from Democratic groups, George Soros groups, people like that. So it's loosely organized. But there is a theme of the week. And now we'll go through the Russian collusion thing again this week.
Well, I want to go there now. It's BillO'Reilly.com. Of course, this is Bill O'Reilly, No Spin News. Go check it out on his website. Also, a premium sign up over there, too, I want you to check out. So Donald Trump Jr. gets information from somebody that we might have some damning information on Hillary Clinton. It's called opposition research. It happens all the time. He goes to the meeting knowingly, nothing wrong with that, sits down, and this Russian lawyer, somehow connected to the Kremlin, only talks about Russian adoption, according to Don Jr. President says he didn't have any idea that the meeting was happening. What exactly is it that the media thinks it has, or the left thinks it has, on this meeting? If it went down the way I just said it went down, what's illegal? What's wrong?
I think there were misleading statements made by the Trump organization about the meeting in the beginning, and that's what the media is hoping, that Mueller will seize upon, that you misled us, that you didn't tell the truth, so therefore we have to punish you. I think that's what it's about. You're absolutely right, and I said it at the time. Anybody would have gone into a meeting if the person asking for the meeting says, you know, I'm going to show you some damaging stuff about your opponent. Well, you're going to go and see what they have, and there's nothing wrong with that. Now, the woman turned out to be a Russian. There were some other Russians in the room. I don't know what happened in the room, but the question is, why are they making such a big deal out of it? They feel that the initial reporting by the Trump organization was not accurate, and that's what they're trying to get.
And you've done this many times, and I want to sort of flip it and say, yeah, but the dossier, yeah, but Hillary Clinton financed that, yeah, but the Democrats financed that. That is clearly something that was made up, opposition research, paid for, lock, stock, and barrel by the left, and we're ignoring that and talking about a meeting. Is that nuts, or is it me?
Well, it's the media. It's not you. I mean, you're part of the media, Joe, so am I, but the media is not interested in the dossier story or the FISA warrants being issued on false pretense. They're not interested in that. They don't have investigators looking at that. New York Times, Washington Post don't care about that. When something comes out, they'll put it in a paper, and then there's no follow-up. Because, as I said, it's a coup. They want to remove Donald Trump. They want to get him in a place where he's either charged with something or his son is charged or something, so that if the House goes Democrat in November, they can issue articles of impeachment. Now, he's never going to be convicted. I mean, two-thirds of the Senate has to convict. That's never going to happen. But they want to create so much chaos around Donald Trump that he can't operate, that he can't do anything. And that's the end game.
I know that you're busy, that you're tied up, and I'm getting a countdown in my ear that I didn't expect. I wanted to ask you very quickly, the Democrats are going to raise taxes if they get elected, and they're going to impeach Trump. Is that a good selling point to the electorate in November, or is that going to lose like I think it will?
You know, I can't say what's going to happen in November until about mid-October. Anybody who thinks they can predict it now is crazy. But no, the Democrats are going to have to run on something positive. Tonight on the No Spin News, we're going to announce who I believe is going to run against Donald Trump. So you want to check that out, Joe.
No, Bill, I'm going to be there. You can get all the great insight that Bill has to offer by doing that. Check out the No Spin News program at BillO'Reilly.com. While you're there, make sure you check out BillO'Reilly.com premium membership. And we're very happy to have Bill's talking points right here on Newsmax TV several times a week. Bill, thanks a million. Really, this has been a highlight for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it.
Back after this in the Joe Pag Show. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pag Show.
Oh yeah, a little Motown Monday for you. You know, just chilling, just hanging out with the O'Reillys. It's pretty cool, Kerry. But again, I'm going to hear, oh, the audio, blah, blah, blah. Now, you look great.
You explained it.
Information was great. We got her done. We made it happen for the people, and that's what we do. Mm-hmm. Well, I do. You don't really care what the people think, but that's always going to look out for the people.
I love the people.
Sam has come up with a couple of parody ideas that I'm kicking around. Is there a news story today that you think I should do a parody on?
Are you talking about something related to the president?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I guess the LeBron James thing is hot. It stays hot. What can I do with LeBron? The do run run? Could do the do run run.
No.
LeBron? No, you don't think?
No, I don't think.
That could be something.
It may not. I don't think it's anything. Let's think some more.
Am I the only person that thinks calling him King James is disrespectful? I mean, the King James Bible is why.
That's my name, King James.
Freaking Twitter handle is at King James.
Oh. I mean,
just going to put it out there.
Okay.
You know, I don't know. I think calling yourself, you know, because again, the King James Bible is all that comes to mind. I don't walk around thinking to myself, well, that King James was really some quite a fellow. No, I mean, King James refers to the Bible. I mean, is that okay? You really think you're a Bible reverence? I don't know. I tweeted this out, and he's not going to respond, but I tweeted this out, and I really do believe this. Which probably the most stunning is that King James, or I hate that I have to do that just to tweet to him, will never get, is that he's way more like Donald Trump than he'll ever be like Barack Obama. Obama hurt minorities and the underprivileged immensely. James and Trump are helping a ton. Get a clue, LeBron. People so far don't think he's going to understand.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
they so far don't think that he's going to agree with me.
Yeah.
But I can actually prove it. I can buy the numbers, prove it. LeBron has done great things for his own community. And Donald Trump is doing great things for everybody. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He
still won't get it.
I'm telling you, I'm going to shut my email off. I'm gonna shut it up. I don't even understand this. What is this? Political correctness monger? What?
They're calling you that?
I have no idea. Kerry, people have too much time on their hands. They gotta stop.
They do. Stop. Don't stop reading your email.
I'm doing the show. I have to. I'm reading emails. I'm looking at the Twitters and I'm doing the things. The people like the interaction. Interactive. They love that portion of the program. He dribbles the ball up and down the court. LeBron. No.
No. Sure, no. I'm still saying no on that one. No.
He's talking out his butt about the president. LeBron. No, he can't do that. Talking out of his butt about the president.
No.
The one I told you last week.
What did you tell me last week? I forgot.
What about Manafort?
Yeah, but what was it?
Maniac. From Flashdance.
He's a Manafort, Manafort, he knows.
No,
really?
No, I said it was Manafort in the court.
Manafort in the court? How does that go with Maniac?
Instead of saying
sing
whatever.
It. No, go ahead and sing it. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm not going to sing it.
Come on!
You're supposed to be
you
the guy.
You guys are no fun.
Yeah, you're supposed to be the guy.
I'm definitely the guy.
Yeah.
I don't know, Manafort is trending again. I guess some guy in the Manafort trial today said something about he and Manafort broke the law or some crap. Rick Gates. So we'll talk about that as well. All right, give me that story out of New York because, wow, there's something wrong with New York's government. Was that the new segment that I made up?
I think so. From Fox News, New York lawmakers have approved a bill that would give employees in the Empire State 3 months paid bereavement leave to mourn the loss of a loved one, in turn spurring concerns among business owners that the policy would create a staffing crisis. And the expansive bill would cover the death of a spouse, domestic partner, child, parent, in-law, grandparent, or grandchild. It was passed by the state Senate and Assembly at the end of the legislative session in June and now awaits the signature of Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo. The state's current paid family leave law gives employees paid time off to bond with a new child or care for a sick relative. But the new legislation significantly expands the leave policies, allowing grieving employees to collect 67% of the average weekly wage for up to 12 weeks. I've experienced the pain of losing a child. The grief can be unpredictable and overwhelming. Richard Funk, a Republican state senator representing parts of Monroe and Ontario County, said in a statement, no employee should have to fear losing their job in order to take the time they need to mourn. A Funk and the bill's co-sponsor, Assembly Majority Leader Joseph Morrell, a Democrat in Rochester, have both lost adult children. Business owners and groups representing their interests, though, contend the change would put an unnecessary strain on their companies. For a small business, I don't know how anybody could survive with anything like that. Tom Gretsch, president of the Queens Chamber of Commerce, told the New York Post, at the end of the day, New York City and New York State are among the most expensive places to do business in the country. This just puts another burden on small businesses. And the Business Council of New York State also opposes the paid bereavement. Who this really affects are the small employers who are being hit with another burden that's difficult to manage. Group spokesman Zach Hutchins told the paper, Cuomo supported the paid family leave policy that starting this year gives paid time off to new parents, people caring for a loved one with a serious health condition, and those facing family pressures when a loved one's called to active military service abroad. A spokesman for Cuomo, Danny Lever, said the plan to review the bereavement leave bill.
Okay, so let's break this down. New York already, and I have no problem saying this, I was making six figures as a television news anchor in New York. It wasn't New York City, it was upstate New York in the Schenectady, Albany, Schenectady, Troy area. They call it the capital region in New York. Doing six figures, low six figures. I wasn't like making $1 billion, but I was doing pretty well. And because of my tax bracket, which wasn't the highest tax bracket, just New York tax, I had to pay an extra 7.7%. So whatever the federal tax was, and I forget, 35 or whatever it was, add another 7.7. Now, I didn't work in New York City, but if you work in New York City, there's a city tax as well. So you're already getting taxed through the nose in New York. It's very hard to run a business, run a household while living in New York, simply in New York State anywhere. I mean, forgetting about New York City makes it exponentially worse. I've heard Hannity, who makes millions of dollars, I've heard Sean say he's paying, what, 60% tax? So it's already very, very hard to live in New York, support your family in New York, open a business in New York. And it's interesting because I'll watch some sports and there'll be this New York, you know, bring your business to New York. You get this tax break and that tax break. It's only temporary and then you get screwed. And now they're telling, because it's not like, listen, I actually understand the part, Carrie, where they say, if you lose a loved one and it takes you longer to grieve, that you shouldn't lose your job. I don't disagree with that. It might take 6 months sometimes. Now, the job has to be filled in between. I understand that. You know, people take tragedy in different ways. I've lost people very close to me. Can I be honest? When I lost my grandparents, and I've lost them all now, I don't think I took 2 days off of work. It doesn't mean I didn't love them. I loved them like crazy. My dad died. I took a very short amount of time off of work. Loved him like crazy. So it's, I mean, I'm not unsympathetic to different people dealing with grief in different ways. And if you want to make a law that says you got to hold the person's job for 3 months after somebody dies, let me go on record. I agree with that. But you're telling me that I, as a business owner, have to pay a person at least half up to three quarters of their pay. And then I have to fill the job as well for those 3 months that you're giving them. I mean, that's a ridiculous burden. Can you imagine a small business affording that? Because you're now paying for nearly two full-time employees while only getting one employee's workload done. That would break some businesses. Now, New York is telling businesses, we don't want you here. We don't need you to succeed here. We don't care if you make it or don't make it. It's more important that this guy is out for 3 months with three quarters pay because his grandmother died. See, that just doesn't make sense. And in my life, if nothing else, I have tried to make sense. That's all I've done. I've tried to make sense of the situation. And this to me does not ring true. Hold the job, yes. Lose your career because of it? No way. lose the years that you put in? Uh-uh. Tell the business to pay full pay? No. I disagree wholeheartedly. Your thoughts? 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-PAGS. Maybe I'm missing a vital piece of this that I'm just now wrapping my brain around. 888-941-PAGS 7247. Or just go to joepags.com. Shoot me something over on the Twitter. I usually live tweet during the program. We're back after this.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Setting a reminder before you forget.
Alexa, wake me up with 1200 WOAI on iHeartRadio.
Is as easy as that.
Hi, great to have you. It is the Joe Pags Show. Great radio stations everywhere. JoePags.com for Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. Also, Newsmax TV. And for Wayne, he'll be back, I think, Wednesday. I think. Could be wrong, but he's getting a couple of days off. Either way. But we continue with the Joe Pags Show. Appreciate you stopping by. Now, this weekend, I showed you how I use Instagram. Carrie, you saw the Instagram pictures?
I don't think I did. Well, I'm not on Instagram.
So. Two from the weekend. You're at least a second and a half behind your face now, which is kind of interesting.
Okay, nice.
I always think that's awesome. I think it actually is kind of funny because it looks like it's a badly dubbed old karate film.
Yeah, not so, but don't know what to do.
Do me a favor. Do this with your hands and say hi-ya.
No, I will not do that.
Come on, do that.
No, I will
That'll
not.
That'll be great.
No, I will not do that.
You are
that.
No fun.
Nope.
No. NF, dude.
No.
NF.
I'm not doing that.
All right, so yeah, I don't normally use the Instagram for business stuff. Not verified there. I don't know. I don't know how many social medias I have to keep up with. But I put a shot of my bag of Raisinets. I ate like a pound of Raisinets. Is that a thing? Is that anything?
Oh, dude.
Got them for my birthday.
Oh.
They don't count.
If it's on your birthday. Well, but right. When was your birthday?
It was my birthday week. It was my birthday week.
No, don't start with that birthday week. It's my birthday month. No. You get one day. Birthday. So
a lot
if
of
you
people,
ate them on your day, then that would have been okay. But
a lot of people know when my birthday was exactly because they got me something. I couldn't hear you.
I've got nothing to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put it out. I'm just putting it out there. I'm not being, you know, not for any reason.
Right.
As my father would say, not for nothing.
Yeah.
But the people who got me something knew when my birthday was.
But I
had the Raisinets. There's a picture of Raisinets on there. It's also a picture of me sitting outside with Gunner behind me, the German Shepherd. Loved the Gunner.
Mm-hmm.
And today I gave you a picture through the broadcast equipment getting ready to interview O'Reilly. So a few pictures on the Instagram and none of them, that's Carrie, nice. You'll be proud of me. Not one was in the gym.
Hey, that's awesome. That's refreshing.
You're welcome, people.
I like it.
You're welcome. Also, with the social media, as you know, when you stop by joepags.com, click on Facebook. When you're on my Facebook page, click on send message. When you send message, that will sign you up to get my daily updates. Today, I let you know early on I was going to have Bill O'Reilly on. And that's what I'll do. I have a big interview or Carrie, you know, has a lot of gas today, something. Mm. I'll just send a message out. And I'll let people know, like if she's had a big broccoli lunch or something like that. So just go to Facebook.com.
I'm sorry,
was I speaking? What happened?
Well, yes, but you're talking about me. So I do not have issues. I'm fine.
You realize I am connected with your husband on Facebook, right?
Yes. And he will tell you.
He and I have ever messaged. Have we ever messaged each other that you don't know about? Have we?
I don't know.
Wow. There you go. Have a nice one.
He's not going to tell you anything. No.
Okay.
And there's nothing to tell.
All right. So Saturday you didn't do that then?
No. Nope.
Okay. All right.
Mm-mm.
Maybe. Screenshot.
What are you talking about?
I'll post something on Facebook today. Okay.
Yeah. You screenshot.
Anyway,
you
go there. Get the message you sent to you. You'll know what's happening. You'll know what's coming up in the program. And we love to get that out to you. And yeah, I mean, sometimes I'll talk about Carrie and what she had for lunch.
No, you don't.
Asparagus. Apparently on Saturday.
No.
It is 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-PAGS. We'll have a story out of Chicago momentarily. First, though, there are people who want to talk about what I just think is lunacy to say, hey, take 3 weeks off with pay because your relative died, and don't worry about it. I'm a small business, and I can't really afford to hire somebody else, but I'll basically pay two full-time salaries so that you can take a few weeks off. I guess I don't. Maybe I'm not a caring person. Who knows? Julie, what do you think? Hi. Oh, sorry, Julie. I didn't have you on. So start all over for me. I didn't have you turned up. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead.
All right. No, I was just going to say about taking time out of work. When my father committed suicide,
sorry to hear that.
27 years ago, I took a few days off, and then I had to go back to work because it kept me sane to work. You know, it's not normal to bury your dad or just put a gun in his mouth.
I agree.
So, and happy belated birthday, by the way, Joe.
Well, Julie, I appreciate that.
My father's name was Joe. And, you know, 2 years ago, my cousin hung himself.
Oh, man.
I didn't take time out of work.
I'm sorry to hear about all this tragedy around. Oh, Julie, I'm sorry to hear about the tragedy, but I think you hit on an incredible point. Some of my favorite people, I guess, even those included in the program, are at work. And sometimes you need to get back into your routine to start feeling normal again. I think you make a great point.
Absolutely. I mean, I took care of mentally retarded people, and I held their hands when they died. I did that for them. That was a gift for me to be able to be there for them.
Yeah.
It took me out of my own head.
Julie, I hear you, and I appreciate that. Carrie, I'm going to get the emails now. You realize that, right?
What? What kind of emails now?
Well, she said mentally retarded.
Oh, well, yeah, she did.
Said the R word. I'm going to get the emails now. Julie, you didn't do anything wrong. Let me go through the spiel that I normally go through when somebody says that word and people start freaking out. And I'm going to say it, and you're going to call in and yell at me. Feel free, because we can have that discussion if you want. Advanced means go faster or is faster. Retarded or to retard means slow down or make slower. Somehow, Carrie, I'm going to ask you your opinion on this. Do you think that the reason why people have a problem with it is because it has the ard sound in it? Like the word fart is funny to me. Is it because retard or retarded has that in there?
I just think some people have turned it into a very mean, negative, vicious attack, I guess, when they call somebody that. That's not a good thing.
I can understand that. But at the same time, the word has a meaning. And because people have hijacked it and made it something that it wasn't intended to be, so it still has a meaning. Like if my car's timing is too advanced, I'm going to retard the timing. I'm going to make it slower. I'm going to slow it down. When I play music, there's retardando is one of the instructions on the music. That means we're going to slow down the tempo of the song now. There's really nothing wrong with it. And I'm telling you, people hearing her use an appropriate term, mentally retarded, actually is an appropriate textbook term for a certain mental capacity or a certain speed of learning or speed of action, we're going to get crap. And I just wanted to make sure that people understand completely that I think Julie said nothing wrong and the word has a meaning. And because mean people in society have hijacked it and done something with it, it doesn't mean that the word itself is mean. A word cannot be mean. You know, Carrie, when we grew up, and you probably more so than me because you're older, this whole sticks. I was right in the middle of something.
I'm a lot younger than you are. But go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe in your mind, maybe in maturity. No. But,
well, that too.
I'm just saying. Sticks and stones will break my bone, may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. It really did mean something. In today's America, would you agree that saying just doesn't apply anymore?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Isn't
that
weird?
We get hurt over a lot of different words. Yeah.
That was a real life lesson as we were growing up. I know he called. Listen, I got called names. Everybody did. I used to defend kids who had names hurled at them. I didn't just let it happen. People think I was the bully. I was the guy defending people from bullies. But I had very hurtful things said to me. And that lesson had to be reiterated. Names will never hurt me. Words can never hurt me. It's a word. It can't hurt. We now, Cheryl Atkinson did some story that I saw last night about snowflakes on campus. And the number was 83 or 86% of college students on the campuses they polled believed that there should be safe spaces away from words you don't like.
Oh, man.
Carrie, help
a
brother understand this.
That's a shame. I can't figure that one out.
Come on, man.
That is a shame.
That's the society in which we live. So, yeah, I've spent a few minutes talking about it. But what Julie said was an appropriate term that's going to make a lot of people mad. Now, I actually had a guy call in last time I talked about that word and yelling and screaming, tell my son is, and I forget the word challenged or something. I forget what the actual word is that we're allowed to use now. Can't say disabled because I'm actually abled, special. I'm not sure what the word was that we're using today. It may be challenged. It may be. And I really do truly believe that we're using these words now to make the parents feel better because the kids don't know. And it's not that they're stupid because they're not. They don't know other than what their parents and society tells them. So if society tells them the R word is what we're using these days, if you say the R word, society says that you're bad and tells these folks, these people in this state, that's bad. What they're saying to you should hurt you. What they're saying to you is mean. When in reality, they would have no clue if we didn't teach them that. And it's a food for thought. Hopefully people will think about that. 888-941-PAGS. When we come back, more of your phone calls. Also, Carrie's got, it's out of Chicago, right?
That's
another
right.
Dozens and dozens of shootings in Chicago this weekend.
Yes.
As LeBron James is attacking the president, what a horrible guy he is, he's turning a blind eye again to the adopted hometown of Barack Obama, Chicago, that continues to be mired in violence and bloodshed to the point to where the people who live there are asking President Trump to come in because Rahm Emanuel is so horrible. Joe Pags coming right back.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
On all states.
At the top in 30 minutes past the hour.
The most important news story.
If it matters to you.
I really like getting updates.
It matters to us. News Radio 1200 WOAI. To let you go. If
I have to beg, plead for your sympathy. Oh, yeah. I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. Sam. So, Carrie, let's devise a plan. How do we get through to LeBron James and let him know that people on the left and the right appreciate what he's doing for Akron?
Mm-hmm.
But we want him to get educated on what it is this president is doing and how economically it's so much better for the people he's actually helping already. How do we get that word to him? Can we?
He has his mind made up pretty much. I don't think you're going to change it, even if you manage to get that word to him.
But I mean, he can be an overwhelming force for good. Why not be that person? I know that he feels like he's doing right, and I applaud what he's done. But when you do that, and on the other side of your mouth, you start talking about how horrible the president is and doesn't give a bleep about the bleep and all of that. I mean, how is that helping anything? To me, it's not. Can you imagine how powerful it would be for one of the top athletes, if not the top athlete in the country, to go to the White House, have a meeting, really figure out who the guy is that sits in the Oval Office?
That would be
Trump
something.
Would take that meeting. He'd take that
he
meeting
would.
In a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of saying, well, we're not going to the White House, no matter Cleveland or Golden State wins. I mean, already he's got a chip on his shoulder, and I can't figure out why, other than his friend isn't the president anymore. It makes him mad. I don't know. That's what it looks like to me. Will you do me a favor and give me that story out of Chicago, please?
Mm-hmm.
The gun violence again this past weekend?
From ABC 7, a violent weekend in Chicago left 12 people dead and dozens more wounded, police said. Chicago police said a total of 66 people were shot from 6 p.m. on Friday to midnight on Sunday, and 12 of those victims have died. The shootings were concentrated in four police districts on the south and west sides. Among the victims were a 17-year-old girl shot in the face and a 17-year-old boy on a bike. At a press conference Monday morning with Mayor Rahm Emanuel, Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson said more needs to be done to hold repeat gun offenders accountable. As long as we fail to hold repeat gun offenders accountable for their actions, we're going to keep having these discussions on Monday mornings, Johnson said. Superintendent Johnson said they're investigating leads on a number of the shootings, but have not made any arrests in the shootings. Mayor Rahm Emanuel said Monday morning he visited Stroger and Mount Sinai hospitals to thank those that treated the victims of the violence. It may not have been in your neighborhood, it may not have been in your community, may not have been on your block, but that neighborhood, that community, that block is in the city of Chicago, and it is part of our home, Emanuel said. Johnson said, well, CPD can do better. The shooters need to be held accountable. I hear people holding us accountable all the time, Johnson said. I never hear people saying these individuals out here in the streets need to stop pulling the trigger. I never hear that. They get a pass from everybody, and they shouldn't. The shooting's drawn reaction from around the country, including Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York City and current lawyer for President Donald Trump. Giuliani originally treated police policing genius Jerry McCarthy can do for Chicago what I did for NYC, in reference to former Chicago police superintendent and current mayoral candidate Gary McCarthy. Ed Giuliani subsequently tweeted his support for McCarthy with the correct spelling. As some mayoral hopefuls were quick to pounce on all the shootings as not just a violence issue, but as a political issue as well in this election season.
There you go. So again, and these are mostly minorities that we're talking about, mostly black people that we're talking about, dozens and dozens of shootings. The reason for the shootings, it was a weekend in the great city of Chicago. What's being done? Chicago is a microcosm of overwhelming far left-leaning government, separating and dividing government, government that doesn't allow for equal opportunity or opportunity at all. And government's saying, we'll give you the handouts. We'll give you the housing. We'll give you the... It doesn't work. We've had small pockets and small examples of wannabe socialism in this country. And they've failed horribly. People are dying by the dozens in Chicago, Illinois. A city that, when you think of it, I don't think of violence and guns and death. I think of pizza and the Cubs and the White Sox and the Bears and the Bears. I mean, you want to be all positive about a great city like that. And every single weekend, you can mark your calendar for dozens and dozens shot, if not killed. And nothing's being done. Instead, the major sports stars of our day are attacking a president whose policies, if instilled and enforced and pushed upon a city like Chicago, would help fix it. He's the guy that gets the attack. It's the weirdest thing. I want the gun violence to stay. You don't care. You don't act like you care. What do you care? White, privilege, whitey, white. Shut up. Nobody wants this. I'm imagining the people that are dying and being shot in Chicago don't want it. But they know no other way. They know no other way out. They know no opportunity. They know despair their entire lives. And some of them are just bad people. A lot of them are very good people. Like you hear about the 9-year-old doing her homework. She's dead because somebody decided they were shooting to the house. Right house, wrong house, whatever. She's now dead. Why is that okay? Somebody who might have cured cancer when she got older certainly was going to bring a lot of joy and pleasure to her family. It's weird to me why nothing happens there, yet LeBron James has been trending all day long because of Shut Up and Dribble, the new thing he's going to produce or something. All right, pop culture. Hey! Dirty Pop. Hi, Paula, make it happen. Let's go.
All right, so did you see this story with Lance Bass?
Did not.
Okay, so Lance Bass, former NSYNC member, he was about to purchase the original house from the Brady Bunch.
Okay.
He tweeted it out, I guess. He's excited that they had accepted his offer, blah, blah, blah. Well, the next day, he got outbid, and somebody swooped in and bought the house for a lot more.
Wow.
Yeah, and so now he's claiming that he got used, I guess, to drive up the price so somebody else could, you know, so the seller could make more money.
Well, was he the one that tweeted it out before he bought it?
Yeah.
Well, isn't it his fault then?
Yeah.
I have an idea. Don't tweet it out till you buy it.
Yeah, well, he's claiming that it was done, but it wasn't.
All right, we got to get out of here for Polo, for Sam, for Kerry. Joe Pags, we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
This is the Joe Pags Show.